855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. You can Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. Feel free to reach out in the way you prefer. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We've got some pretty outrageous news and then some surprising news, at least for some, about the legalization of cannabis and how the cartels are feeling about that. But shocking news coming from the EU, their highest court, according to the New York Times and various other sources today, gave individuals the right to what they call influence what can be learned about them through web searches, rejecting long-established practices about the free flow of information on the Internet. Before, people who did not like what was being said about them online needed to go to the original source of the information and persuade the website to delete it. That was arduous and often impossible. But the European court said the middleman, the search engine, could be asked to simply delete the links. Now, as we'll find out here, it's probably not that they're going to be asked to delete the links. They're likely going to be obligated. Let me go on, though. In some ways, the court is trying to erase the last 25 years when people learned to routinely Google every potential suitor, partner, or friend. In 1990, finding out the true history of a blind date or business collaborator was practically impossible. Jonathan Zittrain, professor at Harvard Law School, says it could result in giving people a line-item veto over results on searches about themselves. Some will see this as corrupting. Others will see it as purifying. He's siding with the former group, warning that Google research results could become equivalent to about.me, which is some website. Others argue that the search was never neutral and that the ruling by the European Court of Justice in Luxembourg is in tune with how people want to live. Quote, more and more Internet users want a little of the ephemerality and the forgetfulness of the pre-digital days, says Victor Meyer-Schonberger, professor of the Internet governance at the Oxford Internet Institute. He says they don't want their drunken pictures to follow them for the next 30 years.
You know, I get where they're coming from. There are certainly things on the Internet about me I would prefer not be there, like to just have that stuff stop, but I kind of feel like this is the progress, this is societal progress, and that if we would have asked, hey, people from the late 17th century, how would you like medicine or transportation or communication or governance to look in the future? It actually gave those people some kind of power in deciding what those things would look like, that we would probably have an entirely different world. You know, there would probably be some people that think that, you know, there certainly are some people currently that think that medicine is an abomination before God. That, you know, who knows what they would have wanted to see as far as, you know, they wouldn't want to see the telegraph. They just want a better town crier, as it were. I don't think people should be asked these things.
I think this is a stunning court decision, and I hope Google ignores it. I hope they just decide, well, we'll shut down our offices in Spain and France and wherever else in the EU that they may have offices. We're not going to comply with this ridiculous order.
You always hope that they will do something like that. Usually it seems like they do what is going to maximize their profits and keep their relationships good.
True, but, you know, if you look at a company like Amazon, wherever some sort of regulation comes down that affects how they do business, they'll just move. They'll just shut down their stores, or not stores, but their warehouses or whatever, and they'll move operations to a more friendly location. So it's not like it can't or hasn't been done in other instances. And think about, we can talk a little bit more about it in a moment, but think about the enforcement costs. You want to talk about keeping costs down? If Google has to respond to every request with an end of every request to remove something offensive from their search results, that's just mind-boggling how many requests they're going to be receiving from people, and then
have a
How do they verify that information? How do they confirm they're talking with the real individual in question?
Right.
How do they do? I mean, this is crazy.
You had a situation on freekeen.com, another website that you manage besides freetalklive.com,
mm-hmm.
where a person didn't like something that they had written. I think that they had posted there on the website at one point, and they
yes.
wanted you to remove what they had posted. Now, you knew for a fact that this was the person that posted the stuff.
Yeah.
But you have this integrity thing around, you know, the facts, just the facts, ma'am. And this person posted this some years prior. And, you know, now whatever it is that their concern is, you know, sorry, not going to remove it.
That's not necessarily true. I have removed content upon request from certain individuals. In this case, the content was not created by me, the one I think you're referring to.
Okay.
The content was not my content, so I did not feel comfortable removing it. So, like, had I written the article, maybe I would have removed it, but the article in question was not conceived by me, and so I told the person they needed to talk to, whoever the author of the story was.
Fine. So you had some rule or another that you
yeah.
went by. But how much time do you think you invested in that?
Well, I mean, I looked into his request, and I spent the time to write him back.
Too, right?
He's bugged me about it once or twice or something like that.
So, an hour?
I also get requests regularly through my email from, well, I'm not even sure if they're actual people. I don't know. They may be robots asking me to remove some sort of link to their website from one of my websites, like Free Talk Live or Free Keen. And half the time when I go to look into it and see where that link is, it's not even there. So I don't even understand what that's all about.
There's one on Facebook that says, Free Talk Live, I find this picture offensive. And it'll just have one of the random pictures that we post on memes, or I find this post offensive.
Hmm.
And it'll just say something like that. And please remove it. And at the first couple of times, I would respond with, no. And, you know, now
yeah.
I realize it's just some robot out there that just sends stuff. But, yeah, I mean, you know, hey, this will be fun. Let's mess with Google.
The court said data privacy officials in European countries would have the final say on whether a link should be removed, but gave no objective standard beyond saying that search links should be relevant. It also said Google should err on the side of removing links when requested. So, again, I don't really understand how that's going to pan out, exactly how that's going to work. If Google, you know, doesn't remove something, does that mean that the individual can then appeal to whatever the privacy officials are in their country?
Oh, good thing we have a whole crew of those people.
Then they will assess the situation and come down with some kind of ruling. I mean,
yeah,
this sounds so crazy and bureaucratic.
So, I mean, what if you have somebody who has a news story written about them, but they don't like the news story?
Sure.
So, can I have that news story removed from all over the internet? I'm going to go about trying to get this news story removed from the internet. Well, I mean, okay, so you say no, there's other people in the article, maybe, you know, news article, maybe they won't want that removed, or, you know, if it's a crime, there's a victim, or those kind of sorts of things. But isn't a picture, they referenced a drunken picture from mm-hmm. 10 years ago, isn't a drunken picture from 10 years ago news? I mean, is it not factual? I mean, it's reporting of what occurred.
Right, well, which makes me wonder exactly how this is going to be enforced. What are the rules going to be? They're saying the Google should err on the side of removing a link. Anyway, one person's relevance, they say, is another's ancient history. Should a businessman be able to expunge a link to his bankruptcy from a decade ago? How about 5 years?
I've got a bankruptcy. Let's get that thing off the internet.
Could a would-be politician get a drunken driving arrest removed by calling it a youthful folly? The burden of fulfilling...
I can tell you that, yes, the answer is the politician, especially an incumbent, could get it removed. Remember Jeb Bush's daughters?
The crack. Crack-smoking daughter.
Right. One of the daughters got caught smoking crack.
Yeah, and then she got caught with it again while in rehab, if I recall correctly.
And you know, they asked the public to please leave them alone in this time of trouble. You know, this
right,
is
it's a family issue.
This is a family matter. When your kid gets caught with crack, it's a criminal matter.
Yeah, you're going
when
to
their
jail.
Kid gets caught with crack, it is a family matter.
So the decision stunned Google and just about everyone else. Google said it would need time to study the decision, which is a final judgment and cannot be appealed. The case before the court involved a Spanish lawyer who tried to get Google to remove links to online newspaper accounts from the 1990s of his debt and tax troubles. The court ruled that companies like Google could be obliged to remove links to web pages unless there are, quote, particular reasons, such as the role played by the data subject in public life, unquote, not to. So there's some sort of a loophole. 855, 450, free, but the compliance cost of this would be enormous. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond paddle spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond Nomes powder spray cools and refreshes your body, and new Gold Bond foot powder spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety is important to me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety from Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control of these airwaves. airwaves. Do it toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online over at freetalklive.com, where we give you all the features completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com.
You can get Bitcoins by going to cashintocoins.com. A lot of people have been hearing a lot of things about Bitcoins, and I believe that they're poised to move upward as far as value goes. But I think even more important, the reason I believe they're going to move up in value is because they're very useful, and every day new uses are popping up for Bitcoin. Ian, I believe you just used some Bitcoins to purchase a gift card.
Not yet, but I'm going to. I'm at gift.com, and they now have Home Depot cards, and I need some light bulbs for the studio. So why pay with cash when I can pay with Bitcoin and actually save money?
Well, you can save money, and also what you do is you sort of keep the Bitcoin economy churning. I think that this is really the one thing that a lot of people are bemoaning. Oh, Bitcoin's been stagnant, hasn't been moving. Well, I understand that. That's the case. Well,
wait, hold on. Isn't that what some people wanted out of Bitcoin, was for it to stay steady?
That was the complaint. Yes, there's no doubt about it. Yeah. Now that it's steady, no one wants to talk about it any longer. But if you want Bitcoin to go up in value, you need to use it. It's a currency, and currencies need to change hands. They need to remain liquid. They need to keep moving. So when you make a purchase with your Bitcoins, buy more Bitcoins through cashintocoins.com. Mm. The instructions there at the website are clear. It's easy, safe, fast, legal, inexpensive. Customer service is their top priority. I've been doing business with them for many months, and it's always a good experience. You can use a money order, check, or wire transfer once you go there to the website, cashintocoins.com, get it all set up. Rates are great, and you actually orders under $40 have no fee. So you can get some Bitcoins without paying any fee at all. Cashintocoins.com.
Mark, I hate to disagree with you, and I don't have any evidence to back it up, but I will disagree that Bitcoins need to be spent for them to stay alive. I think it would be perfectly tenable situation for people not to be spending Bitcoins at all, but just to be buying them, hoarding them, and like that.
Yeah, but if businesses don't see Bitcoins being spent with them, they're going to be like, why am I going to buy these things? And no one wants to sell them. I find it unlikely that that this whole buy and hold thing is going to last too long.
I think Bitcoins are ultimately going to be valued much higher than they are now.
I agree with you. Much higher.
And although I have profited nominally by my spending of the Bitcoins that I bought early on, I still think I'm a fool for doing it. I wish that I had held on to them and not spent a single one.
Well, I'm not suggesting that you not hold on to your Bitcoins. I'm suggesting you use your Bitcoins for to buy things and then replace the Bitcoins that you used. So that's what my suggestion is.
I see.
It costs a little bit. There's a little bit of a cost to that system. There's no doubt about it. But if you want them to go up, I think that there needs to be the churn, that businesses need to see them coming in. Wow, people are excited about these things. And then there'll be more infrastructure around it. There's no real infrastructure with buying Bitcoins and holding them. There's lots of infrastructure to using Bitcoins as a currency.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from, Mark. I think that the middle ground, though, is to have Bitcoins as savings and then have Bitcoins you're willing to spend. Even if it's a small amount, just decide on what a good amount is to have, just that you don't ever touch, that you just want to hold on to, and then have a smaller amount as your kind of Bitcoin wallet, where if it's convenient, if a store is accepting Bitcoin and, they're giving an incentive to pay with Bitcoin, like gift.com does, then do it. So when I shop with gift.com, I get a 3%. I get a kind of a refund. Not really a refund, but there's points that you get. 3% worth of the total goes into your points, and then you can use those points to buy another gift card. So essentially, you save 3% and off of whatever the cost of the product is in the long run. And so to me, that makes it worth it. That makes me say to myself, oh, well, I'd rather go ahead and save that money and buy with Bitcoin. And, of course, then there's also all the benefits of being able to pay with Bitcoin because it's easy, it's fast, no credit card nonsense, any of that stuff.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun spending Bitcoin.
Let's go back into the Google thing in a moment here. Tom's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tom.
I was just wanted to point out that, back during the 2012 presidential campaign, I got a chance to heckle Rick Perry, the former the Texas governor who was running for president at a campaign stop here in Nashua, at which I posed a question: do you want to legalize drugs now, or do you still want to wait until more cops get themselves killed in shootouts first? And he said that he didn't want to legalize drugs. Well, guess what? On Friday in Killeen, Texas, three cops chose to get themselves shot in a drug raid. And one of them, after a few days of intense, excruciating pain, finally bit the dust. See what happens when you vote for candidates who don't want to legalize drugs. Defend liberty with ballots, or your fellow citizens are going to defend liberty with bullets. Any objection? Objection overruled. Casket closed.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. He's right, though. I mean, it's certainly the war on drugs has led to the untimely demise of a number of law enforcement officers who otherwise, had they not been enforcing the war on drugs, maybe with us today, because maybe they would have only been looking into rapists and arsonists and murderers and things like that. Not to say that some serial murderer wouldn't take out a cop at some point, but that's more for the movies, I think, than anything else.
Well, this number, and it is old, is probably higher than that now. 40,000 drug raids that go on, in the, 40,000 raids that go on in this country.
Per year.
Per year. Mostly, the vast majority of these raids are drug-related. They have to do with going in and catching people with drugs. Maybe they're armed people with drugs, but they're still people with drugs. And if you cut these things out, I wonder how many raids there would be per year, period. 400?
Yeah, probably like something
1%?
Like 1%? I bet you're right.
That's just my guess. And so if these are the places that these people get killed, generally, is these raids. And if you cut out 99%, here, I'll be generous. Just cut out 90% of the raids.
Yep.
You cut out 90% of the raids, and you're going to have 90% of the police officers that are killed, not killed.
That's true. Good reason to get rid of the war on drugs. We'll give you another good reason for it here in a moment about legalizing pot and the effect that that has had already, even with just Colorado and Washington doing it. The effect that's apparently having on the drug cartel's business. We'll talk more about that on the way here. But Google has been slapped with a major decision by the highest European court. This cannot be appealed. The decision is basically that Google is going to have to take down links. And they say they're reviewing the decision. I'm sure they are. To take down links upon request, meaning that if there's some sort of thing that comes up when you get Googled, if your name gets Googled, and something undesirable to you comes up, you could, if you're in Europe, presumably, request from Google that they remove that link. And maybe the word demand is a more appropriate term, because it sounds to me like this court is saying that Google is obligated to remove. In fact, that Google should err on the side of removal.
That's correct.
When asked to remove something. What are the compliance costs going to be of this? I mean, just it's mind-boggling to think about how expensive it will be to field all of the requests from everyone in Europe who wants to clean up their record online. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here at Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
I'm a very bad man, and I'm outside your house. I see you've got an alarm. Outstanding. Because houses with alarms always have the coolest stuff. Unless you've got a door double reinforcing your door frame. I'll kick your fancy door just like any other door. And I'll be gone before the police even get the call. Don't worry, I'll try not to make a mess.
Door doubles are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDouble.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Share how you feel about this European Court, Supreme Court apparently, or whatever it's called. It's apparently the highest court. This cannot be appealed. This decision that Google has to respond to people's requests to remove content. Now remember, Google doesn't remove content from the internet, but that might as well be what they've been asked to do here because so many people use Google. Google is so ubiquitous amongst searchers online, and I wonder, will this decision also apply to every other search engine who has an office in Europe? Because they're saying that if you send a request to Google saying, I don't want this drunken college photo of mine on your search results for me, they'll have to err on the side of removing that content from their search results. They can't pull it from the internet, so it'll still be there on whatever site that it's been posted. But I have to wonder, with this court decision, how far will it end up going? How far will this theme of you get to remove whatever you want end up being pushed? We can explore that here in a moment. Privacy, of course, is valuable, as many people are finding out after the fact. Like, you know, if you don't want people to see drunken photos, you probably shouldn't post them online in the first place. Or at least be seen at parties in drunken states.
If I want to, remove a drunken photo of myself and then decide, you know what, it's okay, can I have them reinstate the photo?
Oh, God.
I just want to know how much time of Google's and whatever other search engine I can waste at no cost to myself. Like, this court, these people live in some wish land. I have no idea. It's crazy.
Well, we'll get back into it. But privacy is important, and you have to take steps. If you want to be private in this day and age, you have to take time and effort and put some money into it. In this case, you don't have to put too much time, effort, and money in, because ProXPN can help you protect your privacy online for $5 a month. And the amount of time you have to spend is to go to proxpn.com/FTL and download and install the software. I mean, this is literally a minutes-long process. And once you're done with it, you'll be protected because ProXPN encrypts all of your data online. So whatever it is that leaves your computer is encrypted before it reaches your internet service provider, meaning your ISP is no longer able to snoop on what you're doing online. They can at this time, if you're just using your regular internet with no ProXPN, your ISP is probably logging every website you visit, every search term that you enter, and keeping that information for up to 5 years. You can stop that from happening by visiting proxpn.com/FTL. Getting their software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, or Android devices, downloading it, installing it, and getting started. And if you go with their premium account, for $5 a month, you can get that with our discount code, which is FTL20. You go with the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, you can connect to servers around the world, and you also have the ability to privately torrent. ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online browsing habits. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL to get started. Our discount code, FTL20, gets you 20% off for the lifetime of your account. So again, proxpn.com/FTL. Discount code is FTL20. And you get that $5 price when you buy the annual package. You can save even more if you pay with Bitcoin for that annual package. And there is a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. proxpn.com/FTL. The decision stunned Google, according to the New York Times, as well as everyone else. Google saying they're going to have to study this decision. I imagine they really want to figure out how the hell to get around this. The court ruled that companies like Google could be obliged. That means they have to. Remove links to web pages unless there are particular reasons.
Do you think the term oblige is slightly less, has slightly less of a serious connotation than obligated?
No, they're synonyms.
I tend to think so, but I just think like sort of in the usage. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong there. Maybe it's just me.
Well, anyway, they say unless there are particular reasons, such as the role played by the data subject in public life, so the claim would be that, you know, kind of like how there's a certain difference in levels of publicity as far as there's slander and libel laws out there. If you're a public figure, you can't claim that you've been libeled. Basically,
sure.
So that kind of seems like what they're getting at here by saying that, well, if you're a public person, you know, then we're not going to tell you to take down the content. But if you're not, then Google will have to pull down whatever is requested.
Here's what I want to know. There are people who are public because of internet memes and because of the internet. So, for instance, I'm
Mustard Man.
I'm not sure who Mustard Man is.
He's one of the million internet memes out there.
Well, I'm thinking of the the hippie girl that has this large beret thing and all the dreadlocks and she gets all these silly memes. I'm sure I have any idea what this woman's politics is, but she'll have like thinks guns should be illegal, smokes marijuana.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So he's got this hippie girl who's got a really square jawline, but is quite attractive.
Will she now be able to request takedown?
She's like, I am sick and tired of people ascribing, I'm a Republican, you know, or whatever it is that she, I have no idea. But I mean, is she just going to be able to wrest her picture from the internet? I mean, she is a celebrity at this point based solely on one picture of herself at what appears to be some kind of festival.
This situation, this story is ridiculous. It's just a symptom of our Western culture, I think, and we're so prosperous and so lazy, and we've just got such stupid things to worry about. Data about you does not belong to you. Switching gears here. Data about you does not belong to you. You can't. The only way you can own any information is if you're the only person who knows it. And once it's out, it's out. And it's not yours. You can't stop it.
Yeah, you can't put the cat back in the bag in this case. And that's basically what the court is attempting to try to have happen, at least at the Google level. Of course, I have to wonder if they get away with this. If Google begins to, you know, if Google starts jumping through this hoop and they set up some sort of link removal compliance department, and they actually start pulling down links, how long is it going to be before this somebody else says, well, okay, great, I can remove links from Google and Yahoo or whatever other search engines there still exist. I can remove links from those places, but That doesn't take the content that's offensive down from the internet. I need to be able to remove it from the source. I need to be able to remove it from the offensive website. And then how, I mean, if they can say that Google can remove, has to remove links, they can also say that you can force another website to pull down their links or their content.
One of these, I'll bet you where the place where the foot goes in the door is this revenge porn stuff.
Yeah, sure. That's not very popular.
There are websites out there that will, for whatever reason, host your pictures, naked pictures of your ex-girlfriend or boyfriend, whomever you are.
That's right.
And you can, I guess, shame and belittle this person with pictures of them and, compromising positions. And, I think this stuff's horrible. Horrible. But where does the free speech start and stop?
Well, that's just it. What's more horrible is the idea that someone could force content to come off the internet. I think that is a tragic day. This is a horrible decision that is going to be very detrimental to free speech online. The decision also said that a search engine would have to remove the links even when the original publication itself on those pages is lawful, said the court. The ruling would not necessarily require that the original publisher of the information delete it from its own website, arguing that individual websites are harder for users to find than information gathered through the data sweeping capabilities of a search engine like Google's. Al Verney, spokesman for Google, said in a statement the decision was a very disappointing ruling for search engines and online publishers in general, and the company would take time to analyze the implications. Google was very surprised that the judgment differs so dramatically from a preliminary ruling by the court last year that mostly went in the company's favor, he said. Some internet experts said the court had devised an unwieldy and expensive formula for search engines like Google that could lead to less information being searchable online. Orla Olinsky, a lecturer at the London School of Economics, said, "Having search engines conduct a public interest test is problematic, not least because they will be challenged to carry out the kind of thorough assessments that can be done by courts and other public authorities. I expect the default action by search engines will be to take down information in response to complaints." This is chilling. This is terrible.
It's crazy.
What will Google do? It seems to me that if this ruling is as it sounds like it is, their only option, if they want to keep their business going as is to get out of those countries and locate in places that are more friendly to free speech. More on the way. You can take control here at Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants on our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free here. Apparently, you can now take control of your search results if you are living in Europe. And the European court is now saying Google and other search engines must respond to takedown requests, meaning that they'll take down the results. Not the content. They can't control the internet servers, but they can control the content of the Google results for whatever it is you're searching for. And that's apparently what they're going to be doing. It's pretty chilling on the whole idea of free speech. Being able to do research on individuals could become very, very difficult if this comes to pass. Google is going to be looking in detail at the court's ruling, probably to try to see how they can wriggle out from under it. But it's not looking good so far. Back to the story from the New York Times. Our toll-free number, by the way, 855-450-FREE.
Brought to you by ProXPN.
That's true. So, again, they're saying, you know, one of the lecturers at the London School of Economics is saying this is a real problematic thing if Google and other search engines now have to conduct public interest tests on content that is being requested to be removed. And they say they expect the default actions will be to take down the information in response to complaints. And then what? Then you get to appeal the takedown, and then there's some sort of a process where some executive at Google or some, you know, flunky decides that this is an appropriate thing to take down or was not an appropriate thing to take down. And how much time and effort are people going to have to pour into this never-ending battle people?
It gets crazy because not only will people want information about themselves taken down, but they'll want information about other people taken down too.
Sure.
And how, I'm asking you people in radio land, does Google or some other company verify that you are who you say you are?
Or whoever the emailer is who they say they are.
The emailer is who they say they are. So
I can go make a Mark Edge email account at Google tonight
and take down my very best pictures from Google Image Search, right? You know, you can leave all the ugly ones.
Right.
You won't take the good ones. People feel passionately about several debates out there. There's the people on the one side of the vaccines, the other side of the vaccines, creationism versus, evolution. You know, the whole, you get the idea. There's every kind of argument going on out there where both sides call each other stupid. And how are they going to react? How are those people that are so emotionally invested going to react? Oh, I want this article taken down or that article taken down for this reason.
Well, presumably they'll only be able to pull content that has to do with the individual in question. question.
There may be an individual. There's an individual in many articles.
True.
Are we just not going to be able to write articles about people anymore?
Trade Group for Information Technology Company says the court's decision poses a threat to free expression in Europe. The ruling opens the door to large-scale private censorship in Europe, says James Waterworth, head of Brussels Office for the Computer and Communications Industry Association, which has Facebook, Microsoft, and Google among its members, as well as European companies like BT and T-Mobile. While the ruling likely means to offer protections, our concern is it could also be misused by politicians or others with something to hide who could demand to have information taken down, he said. The judgment on Tuesday reversed what had seemed a preliminary victory for Google in June of 2013, when an advisor to the court, Nilo Jaskinen, issued an opinion implying that Google did not need to remove the links. The European case began in 2009 when an attorney in Spain complained that entering his name in the search engine led to legal notices dating back to 1998 in an online version of a Spanish newspaper that detailed his accumulated debts and the forced sale of his property. The attorney said that the debt issues had been resolved many years earlier and were no longer relevant. When the newspaper that had published the information, La Vanguardia, refused to remove the notices, and when Google refused to expunge the links, Mr. Coseja, the attorney, complained to the Spanish Data Protection Agency that his rights to the protection of his personal data were being violated. The Spanish authority ordered Google to remove the links in July of 2010, but it did not impose any order on La Vanguardia, the newspaper. Google challenged the order, and the National High Court of Spain referred the case to the European High Court for advice on how to rule. Tuesday's ruling, while indicating what the new legal framework will be for deciding such issues in European Union member states, sent the original case back to the Spanish court to settle the complaint, and whatever the court might decide in terms of the newspaper's obligation to remove the material, said it was a his lawyer said it was a victory because Google would be required to remove the online links.
Well, yeah, his lawyer said it was a victory. His lawyer just won a case against the biggest company in the world. Of course, it's a victory.
So now, Vanguardia, this newspaper, again, this is going back to the Supreme Court. Or not the Supreme Court, but the Spanish Court. So now the Spanish Court gets to decide on whether or not the newspaper should remove the content. Oh, well, this lawyer says he's had his debt issues taken care of, and look, it looks like he did have the debt issues taken care of, so shouldn't the fact that he ever had a debt issue be removed from
his bankruptcy?
That's what they're talking about here.
So I know.
This isn't over yet. The next step could be that the Spanish court decides that La Vanguardia has to remove the content from its site.
Here's what I want to know. Did these courts just plunge Europe into a new dark age? Are they going to essentially get a new, dumber version of the internet that the rest of us don't get?
That's what it sounds like.
I mean,
I think it's just feel-good crap that's not going to be enforced.
Well, Google's under court order here. I mean, this is pretty serious. I mean, this is the highest court in Europe. If they don't jump through the hoops, then there could probably be some sort of consequence.
I'd be really curious as to what the highest court in Europe could do to Google.
Contempt charges?
Like what? On who?
Whoever their executives are, I suppose. I don't know. I don't know how that works when you go after a corporation. I would presume you would be hitting up the board of directors or the
CEO.
Not
my department. The board of directors doesn't make day-to-day operation choices.
Well, then it would be the CEO.
We have issued a memo down to the, we don't know what else to do.
Mm.
I don't know, Ian. I'm just saying that it could be very difficult for...
Somebody's liable for that, for this decision, to enforce this decision by the court's demand. And
Google could just shut off the internet to those judges.
Yeah, right.
This is how you and your kids like it.
We've been very happy, says the attorney in this case, because even though we were confident all along, this has been a very difficult process given the massive means that Google could use to defend itself, said Joaquin Munoz, partner at Abanlex, a Spanish law firm that specializes in technology cases. He went on to say the fundamental point is that consumers will now know what the rules of the game are and how to defend their rights.
They don't know the rules of the game? The rules of the game are if you put a picture on the internet, it stays on the internet forever. The rules of the game are if something happens and ends up on the internet, it stays on the internet forever. That's the rule of the game. It's simple.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but you don't have rights to whatever's already been put out there. You don't control that.
Think about whatever news stories you've read today or yesterday or last week. Do you have do the people that are in those news stories have a right to remove those things from your brain? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Let's go to the phones. You can share your thoughts here. 855-450-FREE. Ken's in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny, Ray, and Mark. Hello, Ken.
Oh, hey, sorry. Phone went crazy there for a second.
All right, go ahead.
Phone went crazy there for a second.
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys had heard about this. I'm here in Iowa, and we have my representative for my town here in Boone to the state. Is against the use of medical marijuana due to the fact that he says supposedly that a couple people died out in Colorado recently from eating edible cannabis.
And I haven't heard the story.
That was yesterday.
I've heard it.
The day before. Well, that's why I was calling. The day before, I heard something about that on another radio station out here, so I'm just wondering.
I heard some guy ate six times the recommended dose of some sort of edible cannabis. And it passed away or something like that.
Hmm. Well, edibles, I've heard you can get much larger dose. I've heard you couldn't smoke enough of marijuana,
I've never heard
to.
Anybody dying from any kind of cannabis.
Me either.
No, but in theory, I mean, if you swallowed enough hash oil, you could do something. I remember that the one story I had heard about was a dude in an airplane who was smuggling hash oil in balloons in his stomach. The balloon popped open and spilled the hash oil inside his insides, and that... He died.
A little different.
Yeah, it is a little bit different. So what were you saying, though, about Iowa?
Yeah, in Iowa here, we just recently, the legislature passed, and it was mainly because there was a lot of parents of epileptic kids that were bothering everybody down there in Des Moines about passing this. But the bill that they've passed that the governor is waiting to sign or not sign is that you can go out of state to get cannabis oil, and you can bring it back, and it's legal, but you can't sell it here in the state. But we're still waiting for the governor to decide whether he wants to sign that or not.
There's worse bills.
It's something. Well, you know, step in the right direction.
Well, yeah, it is, but...
Thanks for the call, Ken. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the Mexican cartels actually having a tough time, speaking of marijuana legalization. It's the opposite of what a lot of people thought. We'll tell you more about it on the way here on Free Talk Live.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.